Hello, everyone, and welcome to my very first podcast. I'm your host, Brady, and just in case some of y'all don't know who I am, I'm 19 years old, and I love Jesus. Yep, I love Jesus, guys. So, someone may say I'm a Jesus freak, but it's always okay to be a Jesus freak. I'm sure y'all will get to know me more as these podcasts continue to go on, but the main point of the podcast is to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but also help build each other up in our daily walk with the Lord. Some things to expect on this podcast are guest appearances and scripture reading and so much more. Speaking about guest appearances, if you want to be a guest or have prayer requests, just leave a comment down below and let me know. Also want to give some shout outs to George Janko and Bryce Crawford for just truly inspiring me to start my own podcast and help others seek Jesus with an open heart and open mind. Just a brief summary about my testimony is on August 4th, 3 years ago, I felt a sharp pain that felt like someone stabbing my heart, and I truly thought I was going to die that night. So that night, I just truly prayed. This was a genuine prayer, and I just talked to him, the Lord, and I told him if it's my last night, I just give it all to him. And then on August 5th was the day I actually felt his appearance, or his presence, actually, I should say. And I watched the video after I prayed that morning, and it was basically saying that some people leave their house and never make it back, and a lot of people don't give thanks for their days, and that's one thing I felt was conviction, that I wasn't giving thanks for my days, and I wasn't telling God thank you, as I should. As we all should, to be honest, because there's so many blessings we have that go uncounted, and we should just give thanks to him because he gave us another day. So we should honestly wake up and pray and just spend time with him. And I'm still working on that myself too, and I know working on that. But yeah, I felt his presence after I saw that video because I started weeping, man, and I never cried like this before, and truly felt his presence. And to me, his presence felt like a father hugging me tightly because, to be honest, guys, I don't know who my dad is. I met the dude, but I just don't know who he is personally. But anyways, so that's the day my life has changed, and all glory be to God that my life changed for the better. And yes, I'm not going to lie, I did have a lot of slip-ups on the way, but that's everybody. The righteous man is going to fall 7 times. And it's the point that we get up and just take on our cross and just continue to walk the walk and just continue to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And just love on people and truly be in his word. And I'm working on that too, guys. And it's hard. It's hard to have that desire sometimes to just wake up and not turn on your phone and get to social media and just scroll. And I'm working on that as well, guys. I'm trying to set a plan where I just not turn on my phone, but like just turn over and read the Bible, be in his presence. And because, to be honest, God is more compassionate about spending time with us than we are with him. And that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. But anyways, this podcast is going to be really short, to be honest. I think that's about it. I just wanted to give y'all a little brief summary about what's going to go on. And there's so much more. And I'm so excited. So excited for what the Lord's going to do with this. And I hope y'all stay tuned and just continue to check in. And if you don't, it's okay. Some people are going to stay, some people aren't, but it's what Jesus wants to do, not me. So that's today's episode. Voice crack, guys. Oh my gosh. That's going to be a wrap on today's episode. I love y'all, guys, and I hope y'all stay tuned in and continue to watch and just grow as I grow.